I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's become a thing with some of my friends where they send me text messages on Tuesday to tell me we're almost to the hump show. We're almost to the hump day. So for them, it's the hump day. For me, it's the hump show to get closer to the weekend. I am infesting and infecting my group of friends where I've got them all counting the days. In my case, counting the nights until we get to the weekend. And this is a particularly exciting weekend because we're so close to Thanksgiving. I was actually talking to my friend with whom I'll be spending Thanksgiving on Tuesday, and she and I were going over menu planning, which was so much fun. I cannot wait to cook and bake with her. And we're just all excited about the opportunity to spend most of next week with her family, and I'm excited to be included, and we're going to have three dogs in the house, and it's going to be crazy, but that's how I like it. Controlled chaos. That's my idea of a great holiday and a great family get-together, and she's definitely like family, so I won't be with my family, but I will be with a family about whom I care deeply and a family that I've known for my entire life. So I can't stop thinking about or counting down to Thanksgiving. For the most part this year, I've managed to go a day at a time, a show at a time, maybe a week at a time if I'm doing a little planning, my to-do list, or when I was purchasing my house and trying to get unpacked and yada, yada, yada. But on this particular occasion, I'm losing the battle. The battle to stay in the moment. Nope. I'm not checked out, but my brain is already fully in Thanksgiving mode, you guys. So we're going to do some Thanksgiving yakking on this particular show. Actually, yakking is probably not the right word because maybe that makes some of you think of eating too much food and then yakking it up. Good. There goes the perfect show. Okay. Now we're going to talk about Thanksgiving food on this edition of the show because some of you will be in the midst of your own menu planning. Some of you will be doing your shopping this weekend to try to get everything you need. And some of you, of course, will be figuring out how to make it work, whether you're traveling, not traveling, whether you're doing a more atypical type of unconventional, maybe smaller Thanksgiving, whatever it is that you are doing, I hope that you are as excited about having time with loved ones and having a little time off as I am. So my heart is always with my Grammy Helen. I wish I could be there. And so I know a lot of us have challenges over Thanksgiving too and some of the holidays because we can't necessarily be where we want to be. But it's still a time where I hope that even if it's not what you're used to, you have something special planned and have some special people to spend time with. It is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm not talking about food because I'm hungry, by the way, but that generally does tend to happen. You know how they tell you don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry because you'll buy a lot more that maybe you don't need or don't generally eat? Maybe it's not good for you, but you're so hungry you buy it anyway. Yeah, that absolutely applies to me. But we're going to talk Thanksgiving food, not because your host is hungry, but simply because I am really excited, full of great anticipation for the holiday. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. You know what? You all made me smile when I checked social media on Tuesday. All of your responses to my dog's birthday. I know she's a dog. She's my dog. She rescued me 8.5 years ago, not the other way around. I didn't rescue her. She rescued me. I honestly cannot remember what my life was like before this dog started running it. But It's still a dog, and she has no idea it's her birthday. And yet, I posted a couple of photos on Twitter and Facebook, and you all sent me hundreds of messages about Penny. So thank you. Your photos of your own pets made me smile. All of your suggestions about how to treat Penny on her birthday and all of your kind words about how beautiful this dog is. I still call her a puppers, even though she's very much not a puppers and she has slowed down a whole lot. But it was so cold in my neighborhood on Tuesday. This is exactly the type of birthday weather that Penny loves. We had a forecast with snow flurries, though I didn't actually see any. There was no precipitation. But what we did have were temps that barely got to 40 degrees and wind chills that essentially kept us in the low 30s and upper 20s all day. That is her favorite. So we went out for our walk on Tuesday morning and the dog was kicking around. She had all kinds of spring in her step. She actually ran a little ways, which she doesn't do much anymore. I mean, she still trots and we take a long walk in the morning because that's when she has the most energy. But she actually ran. You know how dogs, when they do their business, maybe your dog doesn't do this, but my dog, she kind of kicks, you know, she kicks back what she believes will be some grass and some leaves to kind of cover her pile. Well, she generally is not even kicking in the right direction. So sometimes she's kicking it at me, which is not helpful. Sometimes she's just kicking because she feels like kicking. Well, she was kicking and then she was running and she was circling around and she had some puppy energy for her birthday on Tuesday. Again, thank you so much. I was really overwhelmed by all of your messages. I am quite certain you don't even care about my birthday as much as you care about my dog's birthday. And producer Dave, I mean, he might as well not even have a birthday. I'm kidding. Producer Dave is back, but I'm certain you don't care about his birthday as much as you care about Penny's birthday either. We are just so enamored of our animals. And if you haven't seen the pictures, I put a couple up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. And I just, again, want to say thank you that you care so much about me that you care about my dog. Or maybe you just care about my dog because she's cute. I wish that you could all meet Penny because she is one of the sweetest beings that I've ever met on this planet. However, she, at 11 years old, sleeps more than I thought was even possible for a dog. She sleeps more than my cat. And you always hear that cats sleep 18 hours a day. Oh, Penny sleeps more than that. But we went for a special ride. So I had some errands to do on Tuesday. And we went for a ride. And she got to get out and run around and see a friend of mine who loves her. And we also had some special treats. And just in general, I gave her hugs ad nauseum. And gave her lots of kisses. And she does, I don't know if she likes the hugs, but she tolerates them. I once read this column that talked about how dogs do not like to be hugged. And I thought, well, you've just never met Penny. she's a snuggle butt. And so she just had a good birthday and her mama loved on her. And as usual, she greeted me at the door with all kinds of wags and excitement when I got home. And she just makes my day so much brighter. She makes my life so much brighter, and I'm thankful for her. And I just want to say thank you again that so many of you understand that and that you not only sent kind wishes, but you sent pictures of your own pets, your own puppers, and your own cats. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. It really warmed my heart. If you haven't seen the pictures, they're up on social media still, obviously. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are on the eve of the NBA draft. I will just readily admit to you that I do not feel the same excitement over the NBA draft as I did over the NFL draft. And I think there are a couple of reasons. Number one, it's out of its normal calendar, right? So it typically is not taking place in November. We would already be into the NBA regular season now if this were a typical season, a conventional season. So the draft is coming up and then free agency and that kind of buzz. It's not that I don't have enough brain capacity to manage both football and basketball. It's just weird to me, I guess. And so there's a lot that's weird about this season. Don't take that for you know, more than what it's worth. Only that it, I don't know. I was really excited about the NFL draft because it was going to be virtual. And here's the other thing. Because the NFL draft, we needed at the time that it was taking place. In April and May, we needed that distraction, if you will. We needed that semblance of normal, quote unquote. We needed a sporting event to give us an escape. We needed to talk about football. We needed to watch Roger Goodell eat M&Ms and take off his coat and act supremely awkward with all of the fans on a Zoom call. I still refuse to believe he was sauced, but that is the general belief that's held by many of you, that he was also drinking off camera. Anyway, he was fun. It was fun. It went off without a hitch, and I think got a better reaction than many people expected. Would you do me a favor, Producer Dave, and go back and just confirm this? But I think the NFL draft cumulatively drew in 55 million viewers. That may be the number. I think I'm right about that number. 55 million viewers over the course of the NFL draft that was held completely virtually. And I think it's because we all wanted to see Roger Goodell's basement. I do not know that the NBA draft is going to get that same excitement. I think part of it is because we didn't have March Madness and because a lot of us are unfamiliar with the players that we're going to be seeing. Not all of them. I mean, there are some familiar names at the top, but it's so different. And it's certainly not like the Zion Williamson buzz from what would have been June of 2019. I don't know if it's going to end up impacting the way that teams select their athletes, everything that's happening around the NBA right now. But I do know there are challenges. Similar to the NFL, you're not talking about in-person workouts and the ability to have medical, evaluate all these guys in person. You don't have the opportunity to get them out of their element, so to speak. And so we're going to talk about the challenges and also what scouts are looking for, have been looking for in preparation for the draft. I'm really excited about our guest that will join us from Austin a little bit later on. Austin, Texas. He is a longtime NBA scout, spent nearly two decades with the Philadelphia 76ers and only recently morphed into some consulting instead. So 18 years with the 76ers. He's consulting with multiple teams, and he is a paid scout. This is what he does. He evaluates talent. In addition, he's also been a coach at the D1 level. And so Michael Vandegaard will join us from Austin a little bit later on, and I'm really excited to pick his brain about how you know what types of challenges he's facing and teams are facing, knowing that they don't have access to the athletes that they're about to select. And also some of the names that he believes are closer to can't-miss prospects. No such thing as a can't-miss, but what do you look for to indicate to you that a player will succeed at the next level? So I'm excited to talk to him. Just some good information this week on the show. Jerry Palm, when he joined us last night, awesome. All the information you need, up-to-the-date information about the college football playoff rankings and the bowl season, and then, of course, college hoops. And tonight we'll get some information of a different sort. So I'm looking forward to talking to Michael, again, coming up in our middle hour of the show. Oh, haha, that sounds funny. It's impossible to have a middle hour when you do 4 hours. One of our middle hours of the show. I know I'm an idiot. Yes, so Producer Dave looked it up. The first night of the NFL draft, 15.6 million viewers for something that was done completely virtually. Can you imagine? That's how starved we were for any type of sports entertainment, sports information, sports debate, sports discussion. We all came together to watch this draft. 55 million people over the course of the NFL draft in its entirety. I think it was 3 days, right? I was geeked up about it. Many of you were. I took notes upon notes upon notes. And it's different now because the NBA draft, A, is not nearly as big a spectacle, but B, because it's not the only game in town. However, there are still dreams that will come true, and that's obviously important for these young men and their families, not to mention the teams that right now are navigating rocky financial waters, right? So there's storms a-brewing on the financial end for NBA teams, NHL teams, baseball teams, and you're trying to make decisions by projecting how this is going to go moving forward. We do know the NBA salary cap is staying the same for next season, and we now have a format for the 2021 season. It's barely 20, right? Preseason games will start actually in 3 weeks, which is weird. Is it not weird? We just got done with the NBA season 5 weeks ago, and now in 3 weeks, they're going to start preseason games. I don't know when they're starting training camps, but it's so quick for those teams that play deep into the NBA finals and so quick for those teams that were in bubbles. The first half of the regular season. So here's another change, another tweak to the schedule. Remember, there are only 72 games, so they've already limited the number of games that will be played with this next season. The first half of the regular season will take place from December 22nd, that was a previously agreed upon date, to March 4th. Then there will be an all-star break in March as opposed to in February. So they're pushing it back a month. The second half of the season is March 11th through May 16th. And then they're keeping the feature that they tried this year in Orlando, the play-in tournament. And so there are tweaks to the schedule, and the NBA feeling like the play-in tournament was such a huge success that they're going to keep that feature. And then the playoffs are also bumped back about a month. They'll start in late May, and they'll run through late July. So those are your dates. Tentatively, of course, it depends upon everything moving smoothly from now into the start of the season. You can imagine that there will be cancellations, potentially postponements. And so because of that, the league has left itself a ton of flexibility where they feel like if they have to bump games toward the end of the regular season, let's say games that were postponed during the winter months in the first half, they'll go ahead and add those on the back end of the schedule. And they've also changed how they're doing scheduling. So there's a lot of different ways that the NBA is trying to make the league and its games more user-friendly. So this play-in tournament is one piece of that. Judging by your votes in our poll, at least at this point, over a third of you are not locked in on the NBA. Here, I'm going to retweet this poll. If you haven't taken it yet, it's only got another 40-ish minutes to go. But if you want to take it, or if you want to, you can go ahead and just look at the results. But we asked you your interest in free agency. And I think partly because it's out of place. It's in the middle of football season, right? But more than a third of you, not quite a half of you, say that you're too focused on football. Another third of you say that you're only skimming the headlines. Some of you have said, I get your information on your show, and that's how I follow it. 17% of you, relatively entertained, and even fewer of you are looking at it like a kid on Christmas. But I would just say this. A couple of people posted on Facebook that they couldn't care less if the league folded. They think the league needs to fold. Nobody cares. La, 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 la. Yes, because you're such big badasses. How about you care about the thousands of people that would lose their jobs if the NBA folded? The players make up a relatively small portion of the number of people that are employed by the NBA. Thousands of people employed by teams, by the league. Thousands of people who work game day operations. Okay, so let's not be so callous about shutting down what is a major employer in the United States of America, the National Basketball Association. And when you're popping off because you think the NBA sucks, maybe remember the number of people whose livelihoods depend upon this league returning. And that we're going into the holidays and that the virus is still very much impacting our economy. So try not to be quite as much of an ass. You don't have to follow it, but there are a lot of people who need it for their source of income. So take that poll. It's on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. And if you like, if it suits your fancy, I don't remember the last time I said that. If it suits your fancy, you can also send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That is part of our hump show here. I retweeted. I'm sure the post is already up on Facebook. I haven't looked at Facebook in a bit. So we got lots of stuff on social media. It is our hump show, which means Ask Amy. And I have got a Thanksgiving question for you because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Family, usually, or friends that are like family. Football, food, fun. What more could you ask for?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I see your questions are already coming in for Ask Amy Anything. And since this is a question I've been asked multiple times on social media, as well as by some of my friends. So I have friends who listen to the podcast. Sometimes I tell them don't, but they do anyway. People want to know whether or not the squirrel is still in my shed. Dave missed this. So producer Dave is with us again tonight. He missed this story. So I'll promise that I'll tell you about the squirrel once we get through the update at the bottom of the hour, because I'm not kidding. A bunch of people have asked me. Some of you have sent emojis to know whether or not the squirrel is still in my shed. Many of you sent me advice about how to get the squirrel fat thing, how to get that squirrel out of my shed. And so I want to make sure that I tell you what happened on Tuesday. My days are all blurring together. And as I say, I'm pretty excited about this weekend and getting ready for Thanksgiving. So I promise that I will let you know what happened with the squirrel and to also have to update producer Dave on what's going on in the zoo that is living in my backyard. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work. Amen to that. So get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you want to see pictures of the Pensters, we have so many nicknames for her. Pennsylvania. I've called her Penelope. That's not her name, but I've called her that. I've called her Penelope Cruz. Don't ask me why. I call her Bubba. I call her B. I call her Puppers. I call her Goofball. Sometimes I tell her she's a doofus. Oh my gosh, this dog has never met a leaf pile. And by pile, I mean two or three leaves. That's enough of a pile for Penny. She's never met a leaf pile that she can walk by and not sniff. So this is her favorite time of the year. It's my least favorite time of the year to walk this dog because it takes us hours. Anyway, so Penny's birthday was a great success. We survived. I am praying that the dog will last with me until 15. She probably will barely be moving by then. I'll have to pick her up to take her outside. But she makes me happy, and I hope that I've given her a good life in my house. And so I was looking back through some of my pictures to share those that I put on social media, and what I found were pictures of her and my cat that I lost in May. Oh, you guys, I got all teary-eyed. Penny and Ellie, my 18-year-old cat that I had to say goodbye to in May, they were BFFs. They slept within 2 feet of each other. they were really sweet together. And I desperately miss Ellie as well. So I'm assuming Penny's going to be with me from now until the end of time. That's just how it's going to be. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or Facebook, send your questions for Ask Amy. And then our phone number, 855-212-4227. We are going to do an extensive QB news tonight because there's a lot taking place in this kind of lull between week 10 and week 11. Oh, how much producer Dave and I love Mike Tomlin press conferences. It doesn't even matter if he's talking about anything. We just like to hear Mike Tomlin speak. And also a bit of a surprise change with the Chicago Cubs that we'll talk about. Oh, and Jamal Adams. I don't think I can even get through 10 seconds of Jamal Adams talking without rolling my eyes. I try. I really do try to take him seriously, but not as much. Plus the NBA draft. So we've got a lot going on. It's one of those shows where anything goes. And here's my Thanksgiving question for you. Some of you are constantly on my butt to rank things. Rank teams, rank quarterbacks, rank the best ever, rank the GOATs, rank this, rank that, blah, 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 blah. Well, how about we rank some Thanksgiving food? Oh, I know producer Dave's eyes just lit up like a Christmas tree. Wrong holiday, but still appropriate. Your top, Dave, I'll let you pick. 3 or 4 must-haves for Thanksgiving. You know how much we love Final Fours around here. But I'll let you pick. What do you think? Top three or four must-haves at Thanksgiving?
Is 14 still available?
No. Who's going to be sorting through the tweets? Not you. So no, not 14.
Let's go with 3. 3 right. Sounds good.
Your top 3 must-haves on the Thanksgiving table. And so this is really funny. I told my mom that I was planning on doing this because she and I love, of course, Thanksgiving food. And we were talking about our menus. She's going to be in Texas and I'm not. So I'll miss her. But we talk about the food. And she said, I think you should ask people how many family members or friends they'll have at their Thanksgiving. And I said, Mom, we cannot ask that question right now. First of all, people are supposed to be limiting the number of guests they have at Thanksgiving. Second of all, we don't want to get people in trouble. We don't want cops knocking on anyone's door. So no, we can't do that this year. And so she also said your favorite pies, which maybe we'll do later in the week. We do love pie in my family. So anyway, for now, our hump show question, and producer Dave is going to put it up on social media. Your top 3, rank them. Rank has to be in the post. Rank your top 3 Thanksgiving must-haves. OMG, this is going to make me hungry. Let's welcome in Bob Uessler, because I would expect that Bob would already be thinking about his Thanksgiving must-haves. What about you, Bob? I won't ask you how many people you're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving with. What are your 3 must-haves?
Well, other than the turkey, this is pretty easy. You have to have stuffing. I mean, does that count as one of the
foods
on this?
Yes. Wait, absolutely. In the bird or not in the bird?
Well, in the bird.
Yes, in the bird.
And then comes out of the bird with a lot of fattening gravy. That's
not gluten-free gravy,
no,
is what you're saying.
No, we want
fattening gravy.
We want that stuff that sits right in the pit of your stomach.
I knew you were my favorite for a reason. Okay, so stuffing and gravy. We'll take that as one.
Yeah, and look, I love mashed potatoes.
Yes.
And more of that gravy on the mashed potatoes.
Wait, say it again.
Mashed potatoes.
Potatoes. I like how you say it. Not potatoes, but potatoes.
I don't know. It's funny. As you asked me to repeat it, it occurred to me, wait a minute, I am saying that a little unusual.
No, I like it. I'll never forget that Bob Uessler likes potatoes.
I don't know. I'm a Connecticut person. I'm not certain where that came from, but we'll stick with it.
Okay.
And look, I'm boring you with my 3rd selection, but
pumpkin pie.
I don't have it in. Well, that's my pie choice, but cranberry sauce. I never have cranberry sauce except on Thanksgiving Day.
Right. I won't tell you about my Thanksgiving cranberry horror story because it'll ruin everything for you. People always want me to tell the story, but for your sake, since you love your cranberry sauce, I will not. But I'm not a big fan of it, but I want you to eat some extra cranberry sauce for me.
You got it. Will not be a problem nor challenge for me.
Oh, well, that was fun. Thank you for playing. And I know we're running late, but it's always good to talk to you. So Now I'm hungry, of course, because I started talking about it with Bob. Yes, exactly. All right, coming up, we're going to take your calls. Lots of you. Oh, my. What just happened to our phone lines? I knew it. I knew people wanted to talk about Thanksgiving.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hey, Law, what's going on?
What's going on? Food. Food is finally going on.
When you were talking about your chili recipes, I had my wife go online. She's like a chili freak along with me. If I could crawl through that phone line to your studio, I would take that last call.
I love your show. Been a fan of it since I heard you talking about chili from Wendy's.
They completely burst my bubble because apparently it's not very healthy for you. So now I just make my own chili.
With that being said, I went and tried the chilies from Wendy's and I loved it.
Oh, good for you.
I'm living very unhealthy at the moment.
Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
To show up when we are talking about food. And our question on this edition of After Hours, the Hump Show, your top three must-haves on the Thanksgiving table, rank them. Now, I don't know. I suspect that even if I said this, people would still do it however way they want it. So if you wanted to do this with the turkey assumed, you can. But I also know that a lot of people don't eat turkey at Thanksgiving. Some people go out to eat. Some people have ham. Some people are from, different cultures where Thanksgiving turkey is not a part of how they grew up. And so however it is that you eat your Thanksgiving dinner, what are your top three must-haves? The reason I say that is I have a friend who is from Chile. She's been part of a couple of the teams that I've led to Cuba, and they do not eat turkey at Thanksgiving. They have much more of a Chilean flair, and so more of a Hispanic type of twist to their Thanksgiving dinner. They do celebrate it, but it's not quite like what I grew up with. Also, she makes tres leches on Thanksgiving as opposed to pie. Now, I love tres leches, especially the way that she makes it. But you know what, Producer Dave? She's also the one that I just ordered the pumpkin whoopie pies from. Now, you're going to love this. When I first taste tested them, they were mini whoopie pies. I purchased a dozen to support her and so I could share them with people. They're not mini anymore. They're giant pumpkin whoopie pies with maple cream cheese filling.
I'm going to need to get involved in this process.
Yes, so you will.
I'm going to get your friend my address.
Okay.
And
no. I had to go pick them up.
That's fine. Whatever works. I'll drive
so
wherever.
So exciting.
Those delicious.
Yeah, so I'm going to take them to visit. I have a small group of friends that I'm getting together with on Wednesday evening. But then I will bring you a couple of the whoopie pies, the pumpkin whoopie pies. I did taste test them. Of course, I had to. They are phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So, yes, I will not withhold pumpkin whoopie pie from you. Don't worry. They'll be it's your Thanksgiving gift, actually.
Well, thank you. I'll be very thankful for them. And there's the answer to the question.
Boom.
Pumpkin whoopie pie is number one, two, and three.
I don't think I'm going to have three for you, but, you can at least have two. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You're already answering the question, sending your top three must-haves on the Thanksgiving table. Martin on Twitter, A-Law Radio, green bean casserole, creamy mashed potatoes with gravy and rolls. Rolls is a whole separate category. You don't get to put it with your mashed potatoes. And then he says sweet potato casserole. So he's much more about the sides. Some of them more traditional. Some of them not quite as much. Let's see. Another tweet. If you want me to use your name, you're going to have to include your name because I'm not reading your Twitter handle. But here's another tweet. Green bean casserole, carrots. He says cooked under the turkey and then stuffing muffins. Ooh. Yummy. This is bad. I should not be talking about all this food because it's going to make me super hungry. And then the post is up on Facebook as well. All right, 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Dave, who's in Dayton, Ohio. Dave, what do you think?
Amy, the dressing,
It's crazy. It's a special dressing.
Uh-huh. So it's funny, different parts of the country call it dressing. Some parts call it stuffing, but I know what you mean.
Cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Good old-fashioned apple pie.
Okay.
And I told producer Dave, my Thanksgiving is I'm getting ready to propose to my girl in front of her whole family to marry me.
Oh,
I am just
my
so excited.
Are you nervous? What if she says no? I'm just
no,
kidding.
No, she's going to say yes.
I'm just
it's her
kidding.
First time. This will be my third time.
Okay.
And I'm going to have her son record it. I'm going to have the girls, her daughters, ask me the question, are you sure? I've met her mom 4 weeks ago.
Oh.
I've talked to her for years.
Yeah.
And I'm just so absolutely in love with this girl. It's just not funny.
Good.
And I love your show. You're very professional. I work third shift, and I know you do a lot of homework, and you're just such a joy to listen to.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, and congratulations to you. I think it's going to be a really happy Thanksgiving. That's wonderful.
It sure is. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's see. Let's talk to Chris, who's in Florida. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. So I'm just going to assume that the turkey is just
it's a given.
Already assumed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with stuffing, mashed potatoes, and bourbon.
Wait,
that one coming, did you?
I did not. You would take bourbon over, say, your pumpkin pie?
Oh, yes, I would, definitely. Well, maybe because I only drink the good stuff and not I don't get pumpkin pie from the grocery store.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, that's unique, Chris. There you go. Maybe sometimes I think, though, getting together with family and friends, especially if you have one of those crazy family members, it might require bourbon.
Well, also, what requires bourbon is being a Jaguars fan, which is, unfortunately I am, even though I love them to death.
Okay.
Talking about, I don't see the Jets and the Jags falling in the draft order, so it's safe to assume that Lawrence and Fields are going to go 1 and 2, depending on what happens. But my question is, they're both juniors right now. And do you think both the Jets and the Jaguars are run so poorly that they would say, why would I go to the bottom of the barrel as a rookie with teams that historically don't build for success around someone like me? Or I can go to my respective college town where basically I'm treated like a god. I'm going to win. And I can roll the dice on a team that's better run organizationally than them, who has a bad year in the next year, and hopefully I get there. But Matt Leinart tried that, and he dropped 10 spots, and it cost him $20 million. So what would you do if you were them? I don't see them going back to school, but it's an interesting – I would be shocked if they did.
I would be surprised if they did. You talk about the potential for another season on campus, and I know Matt Leinart's a classic example, but obviously Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields are better prospects, better prepared, in my opinion. Certainly Trevor is. And yes, it would not be it shouldn't be a foregone conclusion because he hasn't announced anything yet. He obviously loves Clemson. My only thing is that this season has been so atypical that I wonder if these guys would like to go back and finish it on a high note. But that's not likely the advice they're going to get from the people who are around them. So I'd anticipate that they would probably declare for the draft, considering, as you say, that both of them are very highly rated right now in terms of their prospects. As for the Jets and Jaguars component, it takes one player like this who can completely change the attitude and the approach of an organization. I do believe that you're going to see more transition for both the Jets and the Jaguars. Who knows if they're going to have the current coaches? So that's a part of it. We're, you know, potentially talking about new leadership in the front office as well. But look at what's happened with the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, Joe Burrow, he's been so good, as close to can't miss as you possibly can be, that all of a sudden there's this new buzz and excitement. And now it's easier to build around him. It's easier to put a team in place that can contend when you have a quarterback that makes other people want to play with him, or that it, you know, incites this type of anticipation. So I know what you're saying. I feel like, for the most part, that these guys, they definitely do have leverage, but this is also a dream come true for them if they would get to play in the NFL. And as much as the Jets can be the punchline to many jokes, And the Jaguars certainly have been for a long time. It's still the NFL, and there are only 32 teams, and you only get this shot, you know, once in a lifetime. So I don't know that it's enough to scare players away. And again, I do think that franchises look for these types of players, and then they try to build around them.
All right. Well, you enjoy your top three for Thanksgiving, and I'll have a blessed birthday.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate the phone call in Florida. I've honestly never tried bourbon with my Thanksgiving. I don't know that that's going to be the first thing I try in 2020. But let me see. My tops. Oh, my gosh. This is so hard for me because I absolutely love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite meal. I definitely am going mashed potatoes and gravy, but they've got to be also just completely drowning in butter. Well, not drowning, but they have to have that little, like the volcano that's in the middle. They have to have butter, a pool of butter in the middle of the mashed potatoes, and then the gravy on top of that. And I do like some extra salty gravy. I can't help it. I love salty gravy. And so we're talking mashed potatoes and gravy, number one. When I'm ranking my top three must-haves on the Thanksgiving table, I'm going to give you a side at a time. I do love turkey. It's not turkey. It's not Thanksgiving without turkey for me, but I'm going to assume the turkey. So mashed potatoes and gravy, my number one must-have on the Thanksgiving table if we're talking about the perfect holiday meal. Dave, would you like to reveal one of your must-haves at the Thanksgiving table?
Absolutely. So I'm a big apple crisp fan. Ooh, so I actually prefer warm? That to the pump. It's got to be warm.
With ice cream?
Whipped cream and ice cream. That's the only way to eat it. If it's not both? On there. Listen, I love pumpkin pie and I eat it every year as well as yes. a secondary dessert. But apple crisps is something my mom made when I was little and just something I eat every single year. So that is a must have. But it's number three on
amazing.
My list.
It's number three. Okay, so I started at the top. You're going to start at the bottom to build up the drama. That's totally fine. So, yes, find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We're going to get right back to your phone calls here, 855-212-4227. Facebook as well. And while you're there, please send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Joe on Twitter, number one, stuffing. Number two, moist dark meat turkey. So he's going dark meat, not turkey breast. And then number three, brown rice. Haven't seen that yet. I like it. Andrew, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, pumpkin cheesecake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.